How can I speak in 10 minutes about the bonds of women over three generations? About how the astonishing strength of those bonds took hold in the life of a four-year-old girl, huddled with her young sister, her mother, and her grandmother, for 5 days and nights in a small boat in the China Sea more than 30 years ago. Bonds that took hold in the life of that small girl and never let go. That small girl now living in San Francisco and speaking to you today. This is not a finished story. It is a jigsaw puzzle still being put together. Let me tell you about some of the pieces. Imagine the first piece, a man burning his life's work. He is a poet, a playwright, a man whose whole life had been balanced on the single hope of his country's unity and freedom. Imagine him as the communists enter Saigon, confronting the fact that his life had been a complete waste. Words for so long, his friends now mocked him. He retreated into silence. He died broken by history. He is my grandfather. I never knew him in real life. But our lives are much more than our memories. My grandmother never let me forget his life. My duty was not to allow it to have been in vain, and my lesson was to learn that, yes, history tried to crush us, but we endured. The next piece of the jigsaw is of a boat in the early dawn, slipping silently out to sea. My mother Mai was 18 when her father died, already in an arranged marriage, already with two small girls. For her, life had distilled itself into one task, the escape of her family and a new life in Australia. It was inconceivable to her that she would not succeed. So after a four-year saga that defies fiction, a boat slipped out to sea disguised as a fishing vessel. All the adults knew the risks. The greatest fear was of pirates, rape, and death. Like most adults on the boat, my mother carried a small bottle of poison. If we were captured, first my sister and I, then she and my grandmother would drink.